I want you to picture a specific moment. It's Saturday morning, maybe 10:30. You are caffeinated. You are feeling ambitious.
Okay, I'm with you.
You walk into your hallway and you just stop.
Huh.
You look at that scuff mark on the wall that's been there since, what, Christmas?
At least.
Then you look up at the light fixture that flickers every single time you turn it on. And then you look out the window and the grass is, I mean, it basically mocking you.
The triple threat.
Yeah.
The cosmetic, the electrical, and the botanical.
So exactly. And in that one moment, all that ambition just poof, it's gone.
Yeah.
Because you realize you don't have a problem. You have three problems.
And three different specialists to solve them.
Right. A painter, an electrician, and a landscaper. That's three phone calls, three estimates, three strangers in your house.
Yeah.
It is a logistical nightmare.
It's what I call the general contractor paradox. As a homeowner, you're suddenly the project manager for a job you never even applied for.
And are definitely not qualified to do.
Not at all. You're juggling vendors, schedules, budgets, all while trying to do your actual job.
Which brings us to the stack of documents on our desk today.
Mm.
We're looking at a business profile that claims to be the antidote to this very specific anxiety.
We are.
We're doing a deep dive into Jake of All Trades Handyman Services.
It's a fascinating case study. I mean, on the surface, it looks like just another local handyman.
Yeah.
But when you peel back the layers, the service profile, the schedule, their promises, you find something that, well, it runs counter to almost every trend in the modern economy.
And we're talking about the South Brunswick Islands area today. Right. That's sort of the petri dish for this whole experiment.
Right.
Our mission is to figure out if this business model, this like return to the generalist, is actually viable. Or if it's just a recipe for disaster. Can one person really build custom shutters and mow your lawn?
Or do they just do both of them poorly? That is the question.
Yeah.
Usually, you know, in economics, specialization is the key to quality. So this Jake character is fighting an uphill battle against conventional wisdom.
Okay, so let's start with the branding. Jake of all trades. It's clever, obviously a play on Jack of all trades, but we all know how that saying ends.
Master of none.
Right. It's usually a warning. It sort of implies mediocrity.
But looking at their About Us section in the source material, they're not hiding from it. They lean right into it.
They do. They list three core values: reliability, affordability, and top-notch craftsmanship.
And that right there, that's where I immediately get skeptical.
Why?
Because in project management, there's the iron triangle. You know this. Fast, cheap, good.
Pick two.
The rule of the universe is you can only ever pick two. If you want it fast and cheap, it won't be good. Good and fast, not going to be cheap. And here's Jake claiming all three. Affordability is cheap, reliability is fast, and craftsmanship is good.
So you think it's just marketing fluff? Just saying what people want to hear?
Well, that's what I thought at first. But then I looked at the geography. The documents are incredibly specific about the service area.
South Brunswick Islands in Brunswick County.
Exactly. They aren't trying to serve the whole state. They're not even trying to serve the next county over.
And why does that matter for the Iron Triangle?
Because in the trades, distance is the enemy of affordability. We call it windshield time.
Windshield time.
Yeah. If a plumber has to drive 45 minutes to get to your house, he's not fixing pipes, he's driving, but he has to charge you for that time, or he goes out of business.
So by staying hyperlocal, Jake cuts down that commute time.
Almost zero. If his service radius is tight, say, 10 miles, his travel costs plummet. He can stack more jobs in a single day. That efficiency lets him offer affordability without having to cut corners on craftsmanship.
So he's not cheaper because he uses bad wood. He's cheaper because he isn't burning gas driving halfway across North Carolina.
Precisely. The geography is the secret sauce for the pricing.
Okay, that makes sense. But let's talk about the skills, because this is where I get a little stuck. I've looked at the service list, and honestly, it looks like it was written by a committee of four different people.
It is remarkably broad. I mean, when I was analyzing the offerings, I had to categorize them just to make sense of the model. Finding all these skills in one person or one small company is a statistical anomaly.
Okay, let's break it down. What's the first bucket you came up with?
The first bucket is what I'd call high-precision aesthetics. The source material lists custom shutters and wood shelving.
Let's pause there. Custom shutters. That's not a handyman task.
No.
That is a finished carpenter task.
100%. That requires a workshop. It requires table saws, measuring down to the millimeter, painting, precise installation. If you build a custom shutter and it's even a quarter inch off, it's useless. It doesn't close.
So that signals a very high level of patience and detail.
Exactly. It signals craftsmanship. But then You look at the second bucket, structural and surface. The list mentions framing and drywall.
Which is the polar opposite of custom shutters. Framing is brute force. It's 2x4s, nail guns, sweat.
And drywall is just messy. It's dust. It's pure physical labor. So now we have someone who can do the delicate, fine work of a shutter and the heavy, dirty work of framing a new wall. But wait, there's more.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. Tiling.
The tiling. The source explicitly lists tiling.
Can we just talk about the risk profile of tiling for a second?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's the one thing you absolutely cannot fake.
You cannot. Tiling is unforgiving. If the subfloor isn't prepped perfectly, the tile cracks. If your grout lines are even a little bit crooked, they stay crooked forever. It's a permanent finish.
So if I hire someone to mow my lawn and they do a bad job, well, the grass grows back in a week. No harm, no foul.
Right.
But if I hired someone to tile my bathroom and they mess it up.
You are jackhammering up your floor. It's a complete disaster.
And yet, Jack of All Trades lists both tiling and in your third bucket, lawn maintenance and pressure washing.
And this is the disconnect that makes this business model so fascinating. Usually the lawn guy relies on volume. He wants to hit 20 houses in a day, you know, blow and go. Speed is the only metric that matters.
While the tile guy relies on precision, he might be in one bathroom for 4 straight days.
It's a total clash of mindsets, speed versus patience.
Yeah.
And Jake is attempting to house both of those mindsets under one single roof.
Why do that? Why not just stick to the high margin stuff like custom shutters? Why even bother with mowing lawns?
I have a theory on that. I think it's about customer acquisition cost.
Okay. Break that down for me.
So finding a client for a big custom shutter job is hard. You might only need custom shutters once every 10 years, maybe once in a lifetime. It's a one-off transaction.
Sure.
But lawn maintenance, that's recurring revenue. That's every 2 weeks from April to October.
So the lawnmower is a Trojan horse.
In a way, yes. It's the foot in the door. If Jake is already at your house every other Tuesday mowing the grass, he's the first person you see. You build a relationship. You trust him not to run over your sprinkler heads.
So when I finally decide to build those shelves or fix that hole in the drywall, I'm not going to Google a stranger. I'm just going to ask Jake.
Precisely. The lawn care subsidizes the marketing for the high-end carpentry. It keeps that relationship warm. It's the one contact theory. He owns the entire property maintenance life cycle.
That's smart. It converts a transactional business into a relationship business.
And you see that reinforced in the other services, too. They mention gutter guards in their project gallery.
The phrase was helping keep your gutters clear.
Which is preventative maintenance. A typical handyman fixes the rot caused by the clogged gutter. Jake installs the guards so the rot never even happens. He's shifting from repairman to steward of the home.
And of course, you've got the small stuff.
Yep.
Light fixture installation, general home maintenance.
The classic honey-do list items.
I always feel bad calling a pro for a light fixture. It feels like, is an electrician really going to drive out just to swap a chandelier for me?
Probably not. Or if they do, they'll hit you with a minimum trip fee of $150.
Mm-hmm.
But because Jake is already structured for general maintenance, he can absorb those small jobs. It's bundling. He can fix the light fixture while he's waiting for the drywall mud to dry on another job nearby.
Okay, so the model makes sense on paper. You bundle the skills, you densify the route, you use lawn care to get the big construction jobs. But here's the problem. We have all hired the guy who can do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all been burned.
The jack of all trades curse.
The issue usually isn't that they can't do the work.
Oh.
It's that they are just disorganized. They don't show up. They ghost you.
Ghosting is the number one complaint in the home services industry. Bar none, you leave a voicemail. Crickets. You get a quote. More crickets.
So how does Jake address this? Because the source material was surprisingly aggressive about communication.
They tackle it head on. There's a specific quote in there. It says, "We stay in constant communication with our customers until the job is done."
Constant communication. That is a bold promise for a guy who is supposedly covered in drywall dust and grass clippings all day.
It is. But it suggests they're using modern tools. You know, this isn't just a guy with a flip phone anymore.
Well, they list a phone number right at the top, 336-402-1733, and an email, ncjacoballtrades@gmail.com.
And notice the NC in the email. Again, just reinforcing that local North Carolina identity. But the biggest signal about fighting the ghosting problem isn't the phone number.
What is it?
It's the free estimate.
That's all over the documents. Get a free estimate.
That removes the friction. If I'm a homeowner and I'm worried about being ghosted or ripped off, the idea of paying a trip charge just for a quote is a huge barrier. I might not even make the call. By making the estimate free, Jake is de-risking the entire interaction.
He's saying, I'm confident enough that you'll like my price and my plan. I'll come look at it for free.
Exactly. It signals professional confidence.
There's another subtle signal of professionalism here that I missed at first, but you pointed it out in your notes. The digital footprint.
Yes. So we're looking at a website context here, and the copyright date is 2026.
So it's current. This isn't some zombie page from 5 years ago.
And it mentions using cookies for optimization and being protected by Recap TCHA.
Why on earth does Recap TCHA matter to a homeowner who just needs custom shutters?
It's a heuristic. It's a mental shortcut. If a business takes the time to secure their website against spam bots, if they care about the user experience of their digital storefront.
It implies they have their act together in other areas too.
Absolutely. If the website is broken, you assume the business is broken. A clean digital presence is a proxy for a clean job site.
That's a really good point. We judge the book by its cover because the cover tells us how much care went into the book itself.
Precisely.
Okay, I want to pivot to the final piece of this puzzle. We've covered the skills, the geography, and the communication. But there's one logistical detail in their operating hours that I think is the real secret weapon.
I know exactly what you're looking at.
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, standard. But then, Saturday.
Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
A full 8-hour shift on a Saturday.
That is the differentiator. That is the game changer.
Explain why. I mean, lots of businesses are open on Saturdays. Retail's open on Saturday.
But the trades usually aren't. Plumbers, electricians, framers, they work construction hours. Monday to Friday, start early, leave early. If you want them on a weekend, you're paying double time emergency rates.
If they even answer the phone?
If they answer at all. But think about it. When are homeowners actually home and available?
Saturday.
Saturday. The target demographic for custom shutters, people with disposable income, they're working professionals. They're in an office or on Zoom calls Monday through Friday. They can't supervise a contractor at 10 in the morning on a Tuesday.
I feel this pain so deeply.
Mm-hmm.
I have literally taken PTO days just to let a plumber into my house.
Exactly. You're burning your vacation time to get a toilet fix. It's insane. By offering standard rates and standard hours on Saturday, Jake of all trades is aligning his schedule with his customer's life.
He's acknowledging that he is in the service industry, not just the construction industry.
Yes. He's working when you are available. It sounds so simple, but in the trades, it's revolutionary. It respects the homeowner's time.
And Sunday.
Closed.
Which is good. If he was open on Sunday too, I'd be worried he was a robot.
Or that he was burning out and the quality would suffer. Everyone needs a rest day, even a Jake of all trades.
So let's zoom out. We have this hyper-local business in Brunswick County. They're combining high-end finish work with low-end recurring maintenance. They're using digital tools and Saturday hours. What is the big picture here? Is this just one guy or is this a trend?
I think Jake of all trades represents a correction in the market. For the last, 20 years, we've seen this push toward hyper-specialization.
A specialist for everything.
A guy for the roof, a guy for the floor, a guy for the AC. And as a result, the homeowner became the administrator.
Right. And people are tired of it. We're tired of the logistics. We're tired of the mental load.
We want the house doctor.
That's the perfect analogy. You want a general practitioner for your home. Someone who knows the history. Who knows that the reason the door sticks is because the foundation settled last year.
Because he was the one who inspected the foundation.
The holistic approach.
Exactly. The specialist treats the symptom. The generalist treats the system. And for a complex system like a house, having one set of eyes on the whole thing is incredibly valuable.
But it does come with a risk.
The risk is the execution. Can you really maintain top-notch craftsmanship across that many different disciplines? It requires a very special kind of talent or a very well-managed small team.
So if Jake can actually pull it off, if he can lay the tile perfectly straight and mow the lawn efficiently,
then he is going to own the South Brunswick Islands market. Because nobody wants to make 10 phone calls when they can make one.
That's that value proposition we saw in the source material. Quality results at prices that fit the budget, whether for a small fix or a major project.
He's positioning himself to be the only number you have saved under home.
Well, for those of you listening, specifically those of you staring at a to-do list that is longer than your weekend, maybe the answer isn't working harder. Maybe it's finding a Jake.
And if you happen to be in Brunswick County, well, you might have actually found him.
And for everyone else, I guess just keep looking for that unicorn. They're out there.
They are. Just maybe check if they work Saturdays first.
Solid advice. Thanks for breaking this all down.
Always a pleasure.
And thank you for listening to The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time.